So if you do a search today for winner of the parliamentary elections in Italy, future prime minister of Italy, you will see Giorgia Meloni apparently will be the new prime minister. And she's being characterized as a crazy, a fascist, a right-wing wacko. I mean, this is, and these are all the American reporters writing this. You know what? I don't buy it anymore. I don't buy it. I got to go do my own research because I can't count on the reporters to do it. I do put a little bit of faith in the Washington Times and Mike Glenn as a reporter for the Washington Times. Mike, give me the scoop on Giorgia Meloni. She's 5'4", and I did watch one speech last night, and you would have thought she was 6'5", because she was kicking butt in the speech, not holding her tongue about any of the things that she thinks are a problem in Italy. What have you observed? Good morning.
Well, one thing, good morning. One thing I have observed is that I do agree with you that the coverage from a lot of the media about her election has been almost verging on hysteria more than I think it definitely rivals the coverage from 2016 when President Trump won the election. She's a conservative. She's a social conservative. She's a Euroskeptic. The positions that she's been linked to were some of the same positions that were common in this country, up to a couple of years ago. Right. She has the same position on LGBT issues that President Obama had before he, changed and advocated a complete liberalization. So it's not like her positions are so totally out of left field that they've never had any sort of purchase
in
this country.
Well, let me ask you about that, because the coverage I'm reading, you would think that she's saying, let's lock up the gays, let's exterminate the gays. That's not right. The position.
It's a social, like I said, she does have social conservative positions. There's no denying that. I mean, she is proud of that.
But she's concerned about the collapse of the family unit, which I think is a legitimate concern. Even me, as a gay guy, I'm concerned about the collapse of the family unit. I think it deserves conversation. So that doesn't scare me that someone says, I'm looking at what's happening right in front of me in Europe, in other countries, and we need to address this. And maybe this is part of the problem.
And these are positions that she and her party ran on. So they're not some sort of stealth positions. Right. You need to look beyond, she's going to be hemmed in by the normal sort of flow of politics.
Right.
I mean, the country is going to rely on this $195 billion recovery fund from the European Commission to help their economy. And that is tied to Italy sort of maintaining the normal the democratic norms. I mean, it's not like she can go out there and order mass incarcerations and voting suspension rights or anything. She's not going to turn it into Iran. She can't. I mean,
and it doesn't sound like she would want to. The speech I saw yesterday sounded like a lot of these European countries that really are very tired. They have a strong national sense of identity. They're very proud to be Italian or British, or you pick the country. They're proud of their heritage, and they don't like the European Union dictating to them how they have to live. And I understand that.
Right. What's more importantly, is that they were dissatisfied with what the sort of center left government, defeated, that her party, the Brothers of Italy, defeated. They were dissatisfied, and they're saying, okay, it's your turn, and she's going to have to produce more, other parties, I mean, other countries, including this one, need to, pay attention to determine whether or not she's, her case is an outlier, or her case is an indicator of, of sort of a growing sort of national discontent with the status quo. I think that the Democratic Party, the Democrats in this country, are obviously needed to to sort of pay attention to what's happening there to determine if it can happen here. It's a political issue because it's a gauge of discontent.
Right.
And there's discontent in this country as well.
Do you think there's a generational issue too? The current prime minister, Mario Draghi, is, what, 75? And
right.
this lady is 45. So that's a
right.
pretty big distinction in age. Is that part of what's going on?
You know, I think it's an indication of you know, once again, an indication of sort of a younger dissatisfaction. And I think that mm-hmm. cuts across all, you know, from left, center, and right as well, is that the younger people are dissatisfied with what they have inherited from their political elders.
Yeah.
And we see that here in this country as well. You have younger, I mean, even among you know, sort of the liberal Democrat wing in this country, the younger voters are dissatisfied with what the boomer generation of the president and the outgoing Italian prime minister
yeah.
Brought to the country.
Well, our president certainly, I can understand if, you know, if you're 21 years old and you're at a basic job and you're filling up your tank, you should probably be frustrated that you're in this mess, because it wasn't this way just a couple of years ago. So I leave for Italy tomorrow, Mike,
oh.
with our listeners. We're taking 50 listeners to Italy for an 11-day tour. It's
nice.
The first time we've done this at WRVA, so I'm kind of excited about it. What
sure.
what will I see? Is this a done deal? Does she become prime minister while I'm over there? That might be kind of exciting. Is there a ceremony? Or is it like Great Britain, where it's going to take weeks to iron all this out?
It's going to take weeks for them to form this government mm-hmm. because it's a coalition government, and she's got to get, you know, including with, you know, Silvio Berlusconi, the former prime minister.
Yeah.
Is part of this coalition, and it's going to take. I've seen estimates it's going to be several weeks for them to sort of create this you know, to fuse all these parts of her winning coalition into order. So
yeah.
it's not like she's going to all of a sudden start running the place tomorrow.
So it's probably some horse trading for members of the cabinet. And yeah,
sure.
You give me this, I give you that, that type of
thing.
Who
gets to be foreign minister? Who gets to be, you know, from what? Yeah, so, the, you know, all these coalitions, and that's the difference between a parliamentary government and our form of government, is that it, you know, they have to, you know, fuse everybody together. It's going to take some time.
Interesting story to watch, and I'll be calling in
every day
from Italy, so maybe I'll get to talk to you too.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I hope we won't run into any strikes, you know, whenever I go to Europe.
Sure. I think you might anyway, so because that's just Europe.
That's Europe. Yeah. You plan on going on a train, and then you wake up in the morning and you find out trains ain't running. And that's one of the reasons I want to avoid that here in the United States. Mike Glenn is a reporter for the Washington Times. I appreciate you joining us, Mike. We'll talk again.
My pleasure. Sure.
Thank you.
Have a great trip.
Thank you very much.